Cryptocurrency advocate Hallam Hope isn't too impressed with the Financial Action Task Force. And he doesn't like some of what he's been hearing from the Central Bank of Barbados as well.
The Financial Action Task Force is a Paris-based entity that is not elected by governments, yet it holds considerable clout when it comes to the economic well-being and financial health of countries such as Barbados. The FATF is unaccountable to anyone. It was established by the G7 group of industrialized countries to go after the bad guys and organizations involved in money laundering. Results to date have been abysmal, to say the least. Certainly, none of the huge banks involved in money laundering, which have been fined through the court system, have had their licenses revoked or their CEOs sent to prison. Yet, small countries struggling to recover from the financial burden of COVID-19 are threatened with being grey or blacklisted, and some, like Barbados, have been. HSBC, which was fined $1.9 billion, JP Morgan, more millions, NatWest, and the venerable German institution Deutsche Bank, have all been repeatedly fined, but life continues, while the FATF has forced small countries to fine, in one instance alone, more than $600,000 to pay consultants to help them become compliant. And there's no evidence that this ongoing cost to taxpayers is going to end. The FATF has expanded its unelected and unaccountable footprint to include what it considers to be global financial risk. It considers cryptocurrencies to be high risk, and its approach to restraining the development of cryptocurrencies has been to attempt to regulate what the small or large investors hold on exchanges and wallets, where they trade or keep their crypto. Exchanges have been forced to apply Know Your Customer rules to these persons who have accounts on their exchanges. The non-elected FATF, or FATF, regards the private holding of cryptocurrency to be high risk. This despite the fact that international companies such as Chainalysis report that less than 1% of total global cybercrime is attributable to cryptocurrencies. Another of the FATF new self-appointed mandates is to protect the global financial system, and their efforts to crack down on countries whose citizens, some of whom are teenagers or younger, have been stepped up. Initially, they wanted the companies involved in trading to require KYC. Then this was changed to requiring monitoring of persons trading $1,000, which for serious investors is not much. And this figure could go lower to a few hundred dollars. Investment by cryptocurrency exchanges in countries such as Barbados will depend to a certain extent on how these countries apply the FATF rules, which also have implications of access and privacy for their account holders. A few months ago, negotiations with Binance to get and set up operations in Barbados fell through. We were told so by authoritative sources. Now the Central Bank of Barbados is reporting it is looking into cryptocurrency regulation. This appears interesting, given that the central bank's regulatory mandate relates to commercial banks, and cryptocurrency exchanges are certainly not banks, a space which was thought to be the domain of the Financial Services Commission. In any event, following the FATF blindly brings with it costs, the prospects of not attracting investment, and potentially stalling efforts of a young generation towards financial privacy and financial inclusion.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.